This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This is the first time that the ITU WTSA is being hosted in India and the Asia-Pacific region. WTSA is a pivotal global event that will bring together more than 3,000 industry leaders, policymakers, and tech experts from over 190 countries representing telecom, digital, and ICT sectors. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024. The India Mobile Congress is showcasing India's innovations ecosystem, where leading telecom companies and innovators will highlight advancements in quantum technology and the circular economy. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will announce the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand Assembly polls today. The Commission will hold a press conference at 3:30 p.m. in New Delhi to declare the schedule. The term of the Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month, while the term of the Jharkhand Assembly will end on the 5th of January next year. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. The 75th International Astronautical Congress, IAC, opened at the MICO Convention Centre in Milan, Italy. The event has drawn more than 10,000 space experts, scholars, entrepreneurs and professionals from around the world. The theme of this year's Congress is Responsible Space for Sustainability, with focus on promoting sustainable development of space technologies globally. The fourth India-Australia 2+2 secretary-level consultations were held in New Delhi. According to the External Affairs Minister, the Indian delegation was led by Defence Secretary Giridhar Aramane and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. The ministry said discussions covered a wide range of issues such as political, strategic, defence and security, and regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both sides reiterated their commitment for achieving their shared objective of peace, stability and progress in the Indo-Pacific region and advancing the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for Maharashtra's Palghar, Thane, Mumbai and adjoining districts, Satara and some of Marathwada region, as thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and varying rainfall is expected during the next 2 days. This could lead to potential disruptions and flash floods in low-lying areas. Gusty winds of up to 30 to 40 kilometers per hour are also expected. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, has invoked Stage 1 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the entire National Capital Region after the Air Quality Index reached 234, which is in the poor category. In view of this, a 27-point action plan as per Stage 1 of GRAP has been implemented from 8 this morning in the entire NCR. In Women's T20 World Cup cricket, India was knocked out from the tournament after New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. With this win, the Kiwis became the second team to qualify for the semi-final from Group A after Australia. Today, England will lock horns with the West Indies in their final group stage fixture in Dubai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. India time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to former President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the former President's thought and vision will help the country achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with volatility in early deals this morning. Both indices opened with gains, but the market was dragged lower due to heavy selling in some blue chip stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading 136 points lower at 81,837, while NSE Nifty 50 was down by 53 points at 25,075 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.